speed. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello and welcome to the Paisley Penny Arcade. I'm Mo Abdelbaki and today is Wednesday the 9th of April 2025. How are you? I hope you're doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Yeah, things are, you know, they are what they are. And, you know, there's, you know, what can we do? It's chaotic out there. Chaos. Chaos. Yeah. Chaos, the Greek term for what was going on in the universe before there was any order whatsoever. Whatsoever. So here we are in this chaotic world right now, with tariffs and then no tariffs and then tariffs again and some tariffs and then the lack of tariffs and, you know, some tariffs more. And it's just all, what are you going to do? So it's all kind of, it's confusing. And the world and people mad at each other and other people not mad at each other and people kind of going, oh, this is not really what we want. And other people going, okay, this is exactly what we want. And other people saying, we don't want that. And other people saying, that is exactly, you know. And so it's like, what are you and I supposed to do? What is it that we are supposed to do? So that's what I'd like to talk about today. I've even named today's show. I called it Thriving in the Chaos Storm. I like that. I could have called it In the Chaotic Storm, but or In the Storm of Chaos, which probably would have been better, but I called it Thriving in the Chaos Storm. So we'll see how this goes. I tips for survival in the rust age. Oh, how clever he is. Oh, how clever. So, because I kept thinking, well, what type of age is it? And all I could think of was rust. You know how rust is. Rust is, you know, when something gets rusty, you touch it and rust gets on your hands. And it's just so unpleasant. And all you can think of is, I want to get this off of my hands. And that's what this reminds me of. It reminds me of rust. It's just something corroding from the inside out or the outside in. And do you know that rust is essentially the concept of why the planetary symbols are the way they are? Aha! That's maybe something you didn't know. That is alchemy. And that, children, is the lesson for today. So, next week we'll decide something else, like why celery is named celery, but that's a different story. No, but someday I'll tell you that story about the planetary symbols and why they are what they are. But that's not for today. Today we're going to talk about trips for survival in the rust age. Because, you know, metal can look so very pretty and everything, and then it gets rusty, and you go, oh, well, that's too bad, and it's corroding, and you touch it, and it's like, ew, and you get that, you pull it over, and it's rust on your hands. You go, ugh, I have to go wash my hands now. And you wash your hands, and it's still on your hands, and it's so gross. So, I mean, it was just like, oh my God, you know. I mean, I read today that the Chinese were going to put a tariff on us for 81%, or is it 84%? And it's like, come on. And then I guess I guess Trump relinquished, and who knows? I mean, where is all this? And then they said, you know, we knew this was going to happen. Yeah, well, that's what we meant to do all along. It's like, okay, you know.
No, you didn't.
You know, it's like, come on. You know, come on. Did you like my high-tech sound effect there? That was pretty good, don't you think? I spare no expense talking through a paper cardboard tube. I should name it something. The time tunnel. I will now speak through the time. No, don't, Mo. Don't. So I really got to thinking about myself. I generally keep a pretty good level head in doing all these things and looking at the world and dealing with the world and living in the world. You know, sure, things like finances can get me down from time to time, but don't they all? I mean, you've got billionaires right now who are like, you know, the money's going away because look at the stock market. And it's like, come on, man, relax. It'll be okay. I mean, it's amazing. I've actually spoken to people in the past who have had, I had a client once who had, if his bank account went below $10,000, his checking account went below 10K, he freaked out. He'd be, $10,000 went down to $9,500. And I think to myself, great honk, man, you know. Yeah, that's rough. That's rough if your bank account goes below 10K. Rough. You know? I'd be howling at the moon if I had a tenth of that in my checking account. But that just goes to show you how everything is relative. It's just relative. And so I kind of keep an even keel. I was on CA's show yesterday. It was a pretty darn good show, I think. Second Tuesday of every month, I'm on CA, Brooks' show. It's at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And I think we happen to have really good shows. They're good. Good conversations. Very, very good. She's always so professional. And sometimes, you know, she just lets, you know, lets the cart loose, and my oxen just take off with it. I'm a Taurus, so that seems like a pretty good name. Or bison. Bison could also be Taurus. You know, elephants could be Taurus, Indian and African, as a matter of fact, and a mastodon. I'm pretty woolly, except on the top of my head, where it counts because it keeps me warm, but it doesn't because I'm no longer any mastodon hair there. But, yeah, all of those things fit right into the Taurian, sort of, as do whales, as a matter of fact, even though they are mammals under the sea, you know. So, yeah, you think about what Taurian energy is, and if you just let your mind kind of wander, you kind of come to it. Bears fit right in there pretty well, you know, lots of types of bears. Orcas fit in there pretty well. The orcas are fast. They're really fast. Big old carnivores, even though bulls are herbivores, but they can be ferocious at times. I get off track easily, in case you hadn't noticed. So these are tense times, and a lot of people are tense. This is exactly what I've discovered lately with a lot of people. Yeah, you're probably wondering, Mo, are you like this when you're with a group of people? The answer is absolutely not. I was with a group of people yesterday, family, as a matter of fact. And it was a joyous occasion, but I sat there like one of those big undersea clams, one of those giant clams. I just sat there, my mouth was pretty much shut. People every now and then would ask me a question, and I'd go, uh-huh, oh, yeah. and nope, and that was about it. I don't really talk that much in public settings, and I don't know exactly why that is, but I just don't. You get a microphone in front of me, and I blah, blah, blah. But that's good, because I like you folks, and I trust you. And maybe that's what it's about. It's about, not that I don't trust family, but, you know, it's like people there that you just don't usually talk to. I trust my kids all the time, and I love them. And I love, you know, I like people, some, not everyone. Okay, that's a different story. So anyway, back to the, what's germane here. So here we are in the Rust Age. And I think what that means to me is that things are not the way they should be. They're... some things are corroding, and they're going to rust right on through. But that's not always a bad thing. You can always, like an old car. Have you seen these beautiful restored cars, like an old Studebaker or an old Packard or, you know, even an old, not a Pinto. Those cars were, you know, rolling bombs. I mean, they really were. You know, they're oof, bad. I mean, I've been in a Pinto or two. I went to Mardi Gras in a Pinto. Slept in one for a few days in the front seat. That was four other people. I was five. And that was not altogether comfortable. But when you go to Mardi Gras, you're pretty anesthetized most of the time. But that was fun, actually, Mardi Gras. And I didn't have any money. I was a student, and I didn't have lots of money. So you're hungry, and you know when you sober up, you're not feeling great. But you get the booze is cheap at Mardi. See, getting off track again. That's the Rust Age at work. That's not me. It's my age at work. Or it's just the way I've always been. I've always been this way, just because the mind is a terrible thing to waste, you know. But anyway, so it's this rust age that I get this image of one of these old cars. And it doesn't look real great when you first go to the junkyard, but there it is. And you say, wow, look at that. You know, a 1936 flathead something or the other. And we can take this and clean it up and get the rust out of it and put it together. You know, there's a high school in, I think it's in Nebraska, I could be wrong, but they won a world championship, and I think it was with a Mercedes or I don't know, whatever it was, and I saw it on TV, and these are kids, and they had guidance, of course, but they restored this car to primo factory condition. And they won a world championship. And it's like, well, this is completely, without a doubt, one of the most far-out things I have ever seen. And you just have to marvel at that. That's what this rust age can be. But we have to live through it, and we have to deal with it every single day. Okay? So these are some tips I put together. And I thought, wow, am I going to be able to come up with more than two or three? Well, I came up with an entire alphabet's worth, A through Z, or 26. Now, I don't know that I'm going to get through all of these, but I think these are all quite germane, and these are things that I do. I left out the ones that you may do, like eating properly, because I don't do that. I should, I know. Things like exercise, I mean, really, I should do that. I had to walk, you know, about half a block to get to where I was going yesterday. And I thought by the time I got there, I think I pulled my hamstring here. Well, that's just uncomfortable, you know. I need to do a little more, not hamstring, my Achilles tendon. That's it, my Achilles tendon. Because some of the people in there were indeed my Achilles heel. So maybe that was, oh, of course, that is maybe sometimes how things work, you know. So that's that. But number one on all of this is take care of yourself. And then everything falls underneath that. I was going to have several numbers, you know, like number one, take care of yourself. Number two, I never got there. So this all falls under number one. Take care of yourself. I don't think there's anything more important in the world than taking care of yourself. Because generally speaking, If you don't take care of yourself, I don't know who else is going to take care of you. There are people, like if you're in the hospital, a nurse will take care of you. Man, I'll tell you a quick story of what can happen in a hospital. Now, my granddaughter is a nurse. She happens to be a pediatric oncology nurse, and she is the sweetest human being I think I've ever met in my life. She's just so wonderful and so kind and so smart and just a wonderful, wonderful human being. And if you haven't caught on yet, I'm very proud of her. But number two, I also love her very much. And she was there, and it was just a joy to see her and to give her a hug, and you know, and it was just a great thing. So she was there. But I'll tell you a story about a nurse that wasn't so good. So I'd had surgery, back surgery, that's what it was. And, you know, they got me up real fast, and it was like someone had put an axe in the back, middle of my back. And this was a long time ago. I think it was I had something done. And she just had an argument with a doctor, and she wasn't very happy. And this poor nurse, overworked, I'm sure, and underpaid and annoyed with the doctor. But they had been giving me IVs all this time, and I had to go, you know. It was like, ooh, I have to. So, and I couldn't go. I was unable to, so she catheterized me. And she was in a bad mood, and she did so roughly. And it hurt me a lot. And she, filled up a couple of bags or whatever it was, she then immediately took it out. And I said, oh, you're taking it out. She said, yeah, you'll be fine in a minute. I said, okay. And she left. And then, I'm not kidding you, 5 minutes later, I was in agony again and needed to go again. And she, pressed the button and was just terrified. And she came in and she said, what? Literally yelled at me, what? This was late at night. And I said, I have to go again. And she said, you do not. I said, I do. I'm in agony. And she said, fine. And it was one of the most horrible experiences of my life. And she, you know, it was like the shower scene from Psycho, you know, and it was terrible. And I thought, man, this is not a good thing. And I luckily, not all are like that, but it was a bad day for her, I'll say. And it was a bad day for me. And I talked her into just leaving it in there for a while. And then that's another story I won't get into. But why'd I tell you that? Because I get off track. Okay, so take care of yourself. It's really important that you do, that you take care of yourself. Number one on that list, or A, as it were, is meditation. Now, I want to talk about that for just a minute. Meditation is really important. And we in the West have made meditation, we've turned it into this gigantic monolith that is incomprehensible to most people. Meditation is so simple that it takes some practice, maybe, and maybe it doesn't. All you have to do to meditate is just concentrate on something with your eyes closed or open, or sometimes it doesn't matter. Once you get the hang of it, you realize, oh, this isn't hard. All I need to do is just do this. And if you do it for a little bit every day, it's going to make a heck of a lot of difference in your life. So that's number one. Now, let me give you some tips and pointers here. I like mantra meditation, although you can meditate. Don't do it on a light bulb, because that's going to really not be good for your eyes. But you can meditate on a doorknob if you want to. You just stare at it. And as ideas come to your mind, you recognize that there are ideas coming to your mind. You just kind of forget about them, you know, because you're going to be thinking, oh, I've got to do this tomorrow. You just think, forget that for now. You just come back to the doorknob. Or I like mantras. Mantras are really cool. I happen to like mantras that are one syllable, you know, like om. You can do several syllables, like O Mani Padme Hum, O Mani Padme Hum, O Mani Padme Hum, O Mani Padme Hum. I've used that one literally for 50 years, 60 years. I mean, I've done it for most of my life. There is the, you know, the mantra Namyoho Renge Kyo, which is designed to bring stuff to people. They say if you concentrate on what you want. I don't suggest that one necessarily. It does work, but sometimes at a cost that you might not expect. But I would say that I like to take a sound that is not necessarily meaningful, although there is one that I like that has meaning, and that's the word ankh, what we call ankh, or just ankh, ankh, which means life in ancient Egyptian. I like that one. Or you could do another one that's an ancient Egyptian word, which is aud, aud. And you just repeat that in your mind. You don't say it out loud. You just close your eyes and repeat it to yourself. And you just let it, you don't make a big deal out of it. And when you have these thoughts that come into your head, as you said, you just hear it again and hear it again. And there's no real right or wrong. You just, when your thoughts come up, you just go back to the mantra. And you do that for about 15 or 20 minutes, and you'll know when you're done, you'll just go, oh, okay, and you'll open your eyes. And what you do is you just kind of, you're done. You look at your watch. Has it been 15 minutes? If it's been 4 minutes, you close your eyes and you go down some more. You close your eyes and just relax. And if it's been 10 minutes, you can stop at 10 minutes, but you always want to close your eyes. And without saying the mantra, you just allow yourself to come back to wherever the world is, you know? You don't ever want to just jump up and start going back to the world, because you really do go to a place of different consciousness. And you don't want to just, you know, try and, you know, it's like trying to merge onto traffic from 0 miles per hour to 90 miles per hour. It's not good for you. So you really do want to give yourself a couple of minutes just to think, you know, wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, wiggle your nose if you want to. And then you'll find that you feel so much better and you release a lot of tension. If you want to take a meditation class, I suggest it. Go right ahead. Do that if that makes you feel good. But meditation is pretty darn simple. There's about 500 million sites online to do it. Don't go from, I mean, I do guided meditations and I used to do them for people, but do it yourself. That's always a good thing to do. Okay, meditation, simple. A little bit every day. You don't have to do it twice a day. I've done it twice a day for a long, 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 long time. My practice is off and on lately. But there are reasons for that, you know. Beads. Now, I happen to be holding some beads right now. I have lots and lots of beads, strung beads, like malas. There are all sorts of malas. I think everyone should carry a set of beads with them. Whenever there's a lull in the action, not at home, because right now our dog, who is a puppy, still, even though she's getting big, I mean, she's still a puppy at heart and in mind. They wouldn't last long around her. Even in my hand, she'd say, oh, Dad, I think I need to chew those. And she's a really hard chewer, as some dogs are. But if if you're sitting somewhere and you're waiting for something, out for me come the beads, and I just run them. And that is a great way to deal with any stressful situation. You're probably familiar with rosaries. They don't have to be rosaries. If you like rosaries, you should carry them. If you're distressed by the religious symbolism, just get yourself some beads. They can have as many as you want. You know, standard rosaries have, decades on them, and they have, I don't know, what is it, I don't know how many they have. I think 30. And then they have some more. Islamic have 33 usually, but they really have 99. And you can go up to a million. And Buddhist beads have 108. And you, but you can have quarter malas, which are 27, and half malas, which are 54, and you can have all sorts of, and they're beautiful. You can have some out of coral with turquoise, red coral with blue turquoise, which is just gorgeous. You can find also, you can do your own. I've done my own for years, and I've talked about the ones I'm holding now, which were given to me by my mother long, long, long time ago, and I had to restring them, and so I restrung them as just a round, so they're I can just kind of drape them over my hand, so it's a hand mala. Beads have been used for spiritual and non-spiritual reasons forever and ever. You can wear them around your neck. The whole reason for the whole love bead thing was actually for spiritual reasons. When the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi came to this country back a long time ago, I think he came in the late 50s, I used to know that, with the TM movement, he wore malas around his neck, Rudraksha beads, I believe he was mainly using, and people liked the way it looked, and so guys would wear them, and it became part of the movement, and a lot of people wore beads, and now people still wear beads. It's not as, but most people wear them around their wrists. I think they help people stay calm, because when you see your beads, especially if you're wearing them around your wrist, when you see them, you immediately think of your practice, if you have a practice. If not, you think about running them, you know, and you think about the calm. That's the second. I really believe in it. I have beads on me almost all the time. Not so much with the dog around, because it took about 15 seconds to realize that anything in my pockets or anything, because she goes to the pockets and sticks her muzzle in my pockets like, "Dad, is this mine?" And it's like, "No." I talked about mantras. That was the next one. Check out different mantras. Get online. I believe a good mantra should have no meaning to you. That's just me. But you may want to find one like peace or love or freedom or happiness. They're all good ones, you know, whatever makes you feel good. I'm down to D already. Well, that's pretty good. You should find some sort of pleasure every day. Now, pleasure can be anything. Pleasure can be physical pleasure, emotional pleasure. There's all sorts of pleasure. There's all sorts of things that you can do. If you can find someone to massage your body and you're someone who likes to be touched, then, man, you know, more power to you. There are things that we can do that give us pleasure that we should do. We are human beings on this planet, and pleasure is a part of our experience. If it gives you pleasure to chew a piece of chewing gum and blow a bubble, then by God, you should do it. You know, there's a kid inside of each of us, and we should let that kid play a little bit. I think pleasure is very important. Don't stifle yourself. The whole world is about stifling. This whole chaos storm is about stifling people and not letting them be who or what they want to be, you see? And I believe very much in you know, unstifling ourselves and allowing ourselves to be who we want to be. That's important to me. And sometimes that means finding pleasure in maybe the strangest of places. You know, if it gives you pleasure to sit down and have a nice, strong cup of coffee, and just sip away at it quietly in a place where no one knows you and no one's going to go, "Hey, how are you doing?" Then that's what you should do. It's sensory. Sometimes pleasure is very different, too. Find your pleasure and indulge yourself in it. I think that is so important. On to the next one. Challenge yourself every day. Now, for me, that's simple because I like to challenge myself. I do crossword, the New York Times crossword puzzle, and I do it in indelible ink. No, I'm kidding. I do it on the computer, and I love it. I love it because it's hard. Not all of them are hard. When you get to Saturday, those are almost impossible to do. Some of them really are. You have to look things up, and then you realize, okay, the minute I have to look something up, I've lost, but I still try and my best to do it. And at that point, it's timed and you're not going to beat you've still won when you finish the darn thing, If you can finish it, I always consider that a victory. So it really has to do with challenging yourself mentally. A lot of you are challenging yourself physically, emotionally, but I believe in challenging yourself every day about something. Maybe it's to try something new. I believe in that as well. So challenging yourself is very, very important, especially at a time like this, when it's easy to become, just paralyzed. A lot of people I've spoken to in the world are paralyzed with fear. Let's not be paralyzed with fear, okay? There's no reason to be. We need to be open to just about anything that happens. And let's not be angry at the people who are pro that other side, because they're just people like us. In our mind, maybe they're just on the wrong end of the stick. We don't want to beat them with that stick. We just want them to be happy. And if they're happy with the way things are, well, God bless them. God bless them. Things are going to change. Things always change. The next little tip here is find something to enjoy in the chaos. What, Mo? Are you out of your mind? Are you crazy? Well, here, bear me out and just pay. Give me a minute here. Just give me a minute. It's not a great thing. I will absolutely admit that 1,000,000%. But I am enjoying it to some degree because I was a history major in college. And what I'm seeing here is wild. I've never seen anything like it. And I lived through Watergate, and I watched Nixon resign, and I lived through a lot of history. I remember Dwight D. Eisenhower as the first president of the United States. I remember him having heart attacks. Seemed like he had one all the time, Just one big heart attack, and he was in the hospital, and they'd show him in his pajamas, I was from Colorado, where Mamie Eisenhower was from, his wife, and they made a big deal out of that. And then, of course, I lived through some pretty crazy times. The Cuban Missile Crisis, where we had to duck and cover and hide under a desk, like that was going to make a bit of difference, and we knew it. I grew up with nuclear dreams, with mushroom clouds and so on. And I had those dreams well into my adulthood. Haven't had one in a while, thank goodness. But, they're there. They're there in the psyche, And so you think, well, what can I find to be? Well, what I'm amazed at is the incredible the irony of all this stuff and the lawlessness and the incredible hysteria and the whole, it's just fascinating to me. And to an extent, even though it's causing such incredible, chaos, I'm going, wow, this is history living. There are things I'm not liking about it, like tens of thousands of people losing their jobs. That is most unfortunate. I really am hoping that they'll get their jobs back. Of course, there is damage that's been done that can't be, fixed. And who knows? I don't know stuff. I don't understand the economy. There's a lot of stuff I don't know how to do. I constantly joke that I can't, balance a checkbook, but the truth is I can. But I don't understand world economy, and I don't understand. Maybe this stuff is going to help. I don't know. But I do know that major economists are saying nope. But I also am in, there's parts of this that are so remarkably interesting to watch from an historic point of view that I'm going, I don't want to miss a single moment of this because it's so bizarre. So find something that's fascinating, latch onto it, and it's like, you know, get the popcorn. It's like a cereal, an old-time, you know, Western cereal, you know, where you're wanting, not like, oh, you know, like Quaker Oats or something, but like, you know, an old cereal. And because it's fascinating. This is, it's also testing the very foundation of this country's everything. And I believe in this country, so we'll see where it goes. People talk about karma and all that stuff, and I always say, well, what is the karma of this country really? This country was born in blood, so to speak, and this country admits that. But more than that, I mean, this country started out with slavery, and you think, really, is that kind of coming to the table with clean hands? You know, George Washington had slaves, and he moved from one state to another to avoid having to let them go. I mean, is that really, are we going to look at that? So, I'm not going to get into that, but you know, we look at, so look at it and get some, look at it with interest, and not just, and you know what's given me the greatest pleasure? The uprising. I mean, look at the people in this country who've taken to the streets. Man, I haven't seen something like this in 60 years. It's uplifting. It's amazing to see people of all ages and all walks of life hitting the streets and doing so cleverly and doing so. I mean, look at these town halls. This is what America is about. And so I'm having a wonderful time seeing that aspect of it. I'm saying find something and do something if you are so moved, but find some pleasure in it. Find something fascinating that really kind of goes, okay. You can either express it to people or not. You know, you don't want to get yourself into trouble, but that's important too. Okay, here's the next thing, music. I am a music nut. Now, my hearing is a kind of a mess lately. Yesterday afternoon, I tried to listen to some music and nothing would come in tune. I actually thought, this is a song. This is a crazy song because it's not in tune. Nothing about it is in tune. And I listened to it later again. I thought, let me try this again. And it was in tune. It was me. So music has had to, you know. But there were times, for example, when COVID hit, that was a dark time. That was a really bad time. And what got me through COVID was the Grateful Dead. And I know you're thinking, oh God, I mean, the eye rolling, you know, probably a lot of eye rolling going on right now. And well-deserved, I understand. There was another hard time in my life, and it was Gilbert and Sullivan that got me through. Mozart has gotten me through a lot of hard times. Heavy metal, Metallica, got me through a lot of hard times. And another time, depending upon the mood, Metallica was a very angry time in my life. It was very angry. But music is wonderful stuff, so don't ignore that. I think everyone, unless you just don't like music, but if you like music, lean on it. Lean on it. Let it help you. Now, like I said, it was the Grateful Dead that helped me because they had been very important in many times in my life before. And during COVID, they really did come to my rescue in a way that I can't even, you know. It was old friends, you know, man. Yeah. Next one. Express your thoughts to yourself. What do I mean by that? Journal. Either record your thoughts or write them. So I believe that is very important. Why? Because we get these things going on in our head. I'm about half nuts, you know. Maybe you can tell that, maybe you can't, but I'm a bit of a case. And so what happens is that I get these little things going on in my head, and it's over and over and over again. And I find that unless I sit down and write it out, or take my little recording gadget and talk into it, that these things just do not go away until I have an opportunity to put it down. And then it is pretty much gone. Sometimes I'll take that stuff and write it. You know, I write the Power Peak every week. A lot of that is therapy for me. This show is definitely therapy for me. You know, I'd probably be in a room somewhere if I didn't have this opportunity to talk to you. When I say I love you, it's the truth, and it's right there. And I mean it. Boy, do I mean it. And I hope you know that. We all need to be loved, and we all need to tell someone we love them. Maybe that should be one of these, too. I think it might be one down the line. So express your thoughts to yourself. I think that is so important, and we neglect that in our culture today. At one time, diaries were huge, especially Victorian, Edwardian era, Georgian era. They were really a big deal because people recognized the importance of that and how vital it was to talk to yourself, to express your thoughts to yourself. And it may seem a little vain to write down everything you're doing and everything you're about, but the same point, at the same point, with the same, at the, for the same point and of that point, it gets it kind of out of your head and you're done with it sometimes. And you go back and you read it years later and you go, what in the world was I thinking? Now, here's another thing. I want you to realize that you are not helpless, okay? Prove it, right? Prove it. In this economy, in this world, in this situation we're in, you are not helpless. Prove it. Write, okay? Call. Do something. Get out there. Build a sign. Whatever it may be, don't build incendiary devices or Molotov cocktails. That's being done, and people are going to go to prison for that. I believe in nonviolent protest. Okay? So, pro or con? I don't care what side it is. Well, you know, I'd prefer one or the other, but that's none of my business what we are for again. Notice that? That's pretty fancy talking again. Prove it. Prove you're not helpless. Do something. Do something. My wife is writing letters to congresspeople and senators, and she's doing it, and she's writing these really powerful letters, and it's helping her. It really is helping her. I see it. Yeah. So if you feel frustrated, it makes a difference, and it's making a difference for her. And she was, you know, about as tight as an E string on a guitar. Now, I don't play guitar, so I don't know if that's tight or not. So you just have to, you know, forgive me for that. But you are not helpless, and never think that you are. Here's my next advice for you. Let your freak flag fly, right? Let your freak flag fly. Now, the first time I heard that was in Jimi Hendrix's song, If Six Is Nine. Now, maybe it came from something earlier, but when he, you know, says that in that song, let your freak flag fly, you know, fly, baby, fly, whatever he says in there. And I said, man, I know exactly what he's talking about. No matter what your freak flag is, it just says be you. Don't be afraid to be who you are. Don't be afraid to say no to conformity. There's so much conformity in the world. There's so much conformity everywhere. And don't feel that you have to fit into a particular mold. You don't. You know, that idea of being in a mold makes me feel moldy. You know? How's that? It just makes me feel terrible. You get to be you. And if that means you're a freak, then be free. I mean, I haven't touched my beard to trim it up in 8 months. There's 10 months. 10 months. And I may not. I mean, I haven't had a haircut in that long, too. So it's getting pretty long. And I just, I just don't feel like doing it. I just don't feel up to it. I don't know. I am a freak. I've always been a freak. And there's nothing... I don't mind the word. All right? So just let your freak flag fly. Fly, fly. Be creative. There's one. Be creative. There's creativity within you. People who say, I'm not creative. I think, geez, they are. Everyone's creative. That's what being human is about. But you have to kind of, you know, just maybe it's in the kitchen. Maybe it's in the shower singing. Maybe it's playing the nose flute. Who knows what it is? Yes, there is an actual instrument known as the nose flute. Look it up. It doesn't matter what it is. Allow your creativity to show. Pick up a pencil and some paper. Write, draw, doesn't matter. Allow your spirit to flow through to the outer world. That's what it's about. Let it flow through you. Maybe it's being psychic. Who knows? Let it fly. It's so important, that freak flag. Right, there it comes again. Love somebody. Man, love somebody. We all need to love somebody. If you're lonely, please, please don't get mired in loneliness. I have seen what loneliness can do firsthand to people. I know what it does, and it can really, really take you. And I mean that in the most sincere and heaviest form of those words. It can take you. Love somebody. Find somebody to love, like the old song says. There are 8+ billion people on this planet, and trust me, there is somebody to love you out there. Love is so important. Doesn't have to be. It can be a platonic love. It can be you. We are meant to love. There is someone out there, and I don't mean to give false hope, but I believe that. Love is important. That thrill of loving. Man, I gotta tell you, there is nothing like it in the world. That thrill of, man, that first touch, that first kiss. Whew, baby. Yeah, it goes away sometimes, but still having someone to love, and someone that you know loves you and has your back. And, you know, you make a commitment, and I believe in commitments. Once you've said, I'm going to do this, well, that's that, you know. That's that. But that's a different story. We'll talk about that some other time. The next one, hate nobody. Think about that for just a second, okay? Hate nobody. Love somebody and hate nobody. There's a lot of hatred flying around these days, and it's easy to say, I hate this person or hate that person, but hatred is a lot of energy to put towards someone. Put a lot of thought into that, and you'll kind of figure out why you don't want to hate somebody, okay? You do that. Because I'm not going to explain it. I think you can figure it out, why hatred is so... Hatred is a lot of heavy energy. And it really hurts you. The I Ching says... actually, Wilhelm says in his copy of the I Ching that hatred is like chains that attach you, that bind you to that which you hate. And I've always... That blew me away. It really does, because it's true. It really does attach you to that which you hate. Okay, next one. Seek to converse with someone daily. Have a conversation with somebody. It could be anywhere. It could be, you know, it doesn't have to be. It could be small talk, but it's nice to have a conversation with somebody about something. I had one waiting to get my hearing aids checked, you know, to have them cleaned. I was started talking to the guy sitting next to me. And, you know, he started telling me, you know, about his life. He was older than I am by, 15 years. And I told him I lost a friend recently, and he told me he's outlived all his friends, and his wife, and his girlfriend, and two grandchildren. And I walked away from that realizing how incredibly lucky I am. It was amazing. I'm so lucky. Talk to people. You know, he started it, but I was anxious to jump in. I could have shut him down. Be willing to talk to people. There's a lot to learn. This is the next one, okay? Smile, smile, smile. You know, that's actually from a Grateful Dead song called He's Gone. They got ripped off. I've told this story. They got ripped off big time by one of the members' fathers who was their business manager and handling all their money. And he ripped them off. Boy, did he rip them off. Boy, did he rip them off big time. And there's a line in there that says, nothing left to do but smile, smile, smile. And when they would do that line in concerts, the crowd would cheer. Because sometimes all you can do is smile, smile, smile. Don't forget to smile. Okay? Smiling is cool. Laughing is cool, too. Don't forget to laugh. Laugh a lot. There's plenty to laugh at in the world. I laugh at the Three Stooges. They're so inane. I laugh a lot at the Marx Brothers. They're really brilliant. Okay? Taste something delicious every day. Maybe we all have different things we like to eat. I like Kalamata olives. I like good cheese. None of that's probably good for me because of the salt content, but I love those things. Good bread, you know? Mediterranean. What am I going to do? It's in my blood. Expose yourself to the elements. Now, I don't mean naked, although if you have the ability to do that, why wouldn't you? I like to stand when there's wind. I like to stand in the sun. I like to have those things. I like to stand out in the cold. Not naked, like I said. Because I don't want to go to prison. I've always said the difference between being free and being in jail is a belt. A good belt. You know, you take that belt off and it's adios. You know? But allow the elements to be a part of your day. Allow the elements to be a part of your life. And you will change. I always do. I always try and allow the elements to be, that's fire, water, air, earth, and spirit, the quintessence, the fifth element. Right? You'll be surprised what 5 minutes in the wind can do for you. We got to that. Hold a rock. Yes. Yes, hold a rock. Rocks have incredible wisdom. Oh, now I know, Moe's Nuts. Yeah, you do. Hold a rock. Billions of years old. Not all rocks, but some rocks are. Billions of years old, tens of thousands, you know. Rocks are ancient. And here's something I'm going to tell you. I believe that all rocks are connected. All rocks everywhere can basically communicate with each other. And they think we're pretty dumb for the most part, but I love rocks. Just hold one. Just hold it for a while. Hold one in each hand. Hold crystals if you want. All right? Just hold it for a while, silently. Let it speak to you. It will speak to you. Don't be surprised. Okay? Balter. What is baltering? Dancing like a bear. Just dance. Move to the music. Anyway, if you're a real dancer, well, go ahead and do that. But I like to balter because I can't dance. Yeah. If you've ever seen people dancing to the Grateful Dead, that's baltering. It's what we who can't dance do. Okay? Touch a tree. Hug a tree if you want. Talk to it. Listen to it if it wants to talk back. Right? Share a moment with an animal. Oh, is there anything better than that? I do it every day. I basically do it all day long. That's one of the most wonderful things there is. Do something kind. Do a lot of something kind. This goes right in with Make a Stranger's Day. Sometimes just speaking to someone in a grocery line can make a stranger's day. You know? Talking to a checker in a grocery store. That can make a stranger's day. Doesn't take much. Affirm yourself and mean it. I'm okay. I'm worth it. Yeah, and mean it. Because if you don't mean it, you don't say it. Right? And the last one, 26, Z, as it were, or Z, if you're in one of those countries that says Z. Learn something new every day. It's not hard to do, not in this day and age. Learn something new every day. You can do it. That's what keeps us young. That's what keeps our minds buzzing. And if there's nothing more important than having a buzzing mind, I don't know what else is. Did that make sense? That wasn't even English. All right. That's it. Tips for the rust age. Tips for the chaos storm. I love being here. I love being alive. And you should be too. Happy, happy, happy. Smile, smile, smile. Let's laugh together. Let's love together. I love you. Until next week, I'm wishing you peace and love. Talk to you later. Bye.
Until next we meet, I'll be waiting for you right here in the Paisley Penny Arcade. 1, 2, 3, 4.